All through this summer and the fall, we've been bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Eve and Gary Wallinga joined us this morning to talk about their book called Waterfalls of Minnesota's North Shore and More, a guide for hikers, sightseers, and romantics. Eve and Gary, hey, good morning. Glad to have you joining us this morning.
Good morning.
There they are on the phone. The book is gorgeously, gorgeously photographed. You folks did the photographs too, I understand.
Yeah, I was primarily responsible for that part of it.
So tell me a little bit about where the idea for the book came from.
Well, it was actually many years ago, I guess maybe about 30 plus years ago, we were living in Seattle at the time and first came upon a book about waterfalls of the Pacific Northwest. And we just kind of fell in love with the book and beautiful pictures of this high fall falling into a grotto, and we were just hooked. And we had a little baby at the time, our daughter, but we took her in the car and had some adventures, and we just kind of fantasized, like, how cool it would be to write a book like that someday. Someday, somewhere. So then, many years later, we were back here in Minnesota and visiting the shore a lot, and we thought, okay, this is a perfect place. There hadn't been a book done yet about waterfalls, and it was just the most fun project ever.
So where did you have to go and explore and discover the waterfalls on your own, or were you able to at least find some kind of resource materials to point you in the right direction?
Well, we began by looking at previous waterfall books just to get an idea of how we wanted to approach the task. And then we looked at state park maps. We started talking to park rangers and some of the fisheries workers on the North Shore. And once in a while, we would talk to locals and get input from other people that we knew that had gone up there a lot.
One of the cool things that you've done about this book, so even though the book is beautifully put together, like a book that would live happily on your bookshelf, to a certain extent, it's the kind of book that's going to get thrown in the car and end up, you know, being kicked around on the back seat, because it is a guide and a kind of a planning guide to going to visit some of these waterfalls. You have included some maps, of course, some stunning photographs, and then each waterfall is rated in four ways: the hike difficulty, the trail quality, how long the round trip is, I'm guessing, you know, from the parking lot to the falls and back, and then the experience. So tell us how you arrived at the ratings for those categories.
Well, we kind of looked at it how, you know, what would be useful to us. You know, we've seen, you know, there's a lot of other hiking guides about lots of places, including the North Shore. And there were certain things we found really useful about them and some things that we found lacking. And hike difficulty and trail quality was one of them, and distance. And it seemed to us, and we were embarking on this from the perspective of, like, a middle-aged couple that weren't huge, you know, 20-something people used to rock climbing and everything, so we wanted it kind of like an average type person, so they would know what they were getting into, about how long it would take. And you know, I'm sure from being up on the North Shore, how the trails, they can be really easy, they can be really, really hard. So we just wanted people to know before they even got into a hike what they were signing up for.
Well, yeah. If you get a wild hair, oh, I want to stop, and then you realize, you know, even something as foolish as I've got the wrong shoes on.
Right.
And this is a difficult hike.
Exactly.
So the final quality there is the experience, and you rate that. You give it a certain number of stars. What makes for a four-star experience?
Well, this is pretty subjective, you have to understand, and even I didn't always agree on the ratings, but there could be rather large waterfalls that just due to the setting that they're in weren't particularly as inspiring or fun to sit and look at as some even smaller falls that were just nestled in a nice little canyon or grotto with a lot of trees. And so we tried to take kind of that into account and give, again, we wanted to give people an idea of what they were going to see at the end of the hike.
Yeah, I'm especially taken in by these waterfalls that are in these kind of intimate settings where you can sit there and kind of, listen to the water, maybe take off your shoes, dip your feet in, you know, which, of course, some waterfalls you do not want to do that near. And others, you know, where they're just charming. Sometimes the waterfalls, like Erie said, aren't necessarily huge. It might be the sound more of like a little raindrop sound coming down rather than a big, huge torrent. And that could be a great waterfall experience. So,
So did you include the hike in this? I mean, could you have like a really horrendously difficult hike, but the waterfall at the end makes it a great experience? Or you could have like a really easy hike, but you get to the waterfall and it's like, does that affect it? Does the whole thing trip from the parking lot to the fall and back, is that included in that rating?
You know, that's kind of a hard one because I don't think any of the hikes we did were very horrendous. I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking back, and no, I think like the experience rating really was more about the waterfall.
The actual waterfall itself.
Yeah. And I mean, if it was a horrendous hike or something, I mean, that would show up in the trail quality. And
right.
There were actually only two waterfalls where the getting to it was so difficult that we decided to leave them out of the book.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, I was really paranoid that somebody would go on a hike per our instructions and like get hurt or something. I was just, you know, and there's really nothing like that. And, you know, we do kind of a description of the hike in the narrative. So hopefully people get a sense from that too. I mean, I would say if this is, you know, difficult or this is really,
So I won't even bother to ask about the two that were left out of the book, just to keep your consciences clear then.
What's that?
You said the two that you left out of the book because the hike was so difficult, you were afraid someone would get hurt. We'll just gloss right over that and not ask for details. Even Gary, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you on the line.
Thank you very much.
Even Gary Wallinga have written a book. It's a beautiful, beautiful book, gorgeously illustrated. And again, you're going to want to put this in some kind of a protective something or other and just keep it handy with you for those road trips. It's called Waterfalls of Minnesota's North Shore and More, a guide for hikers, sightseers, and romantics. Minnesota Reads on KUMD is produced with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.